salt.
It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, you may think traveling's glamorous. Some of you say after that, that coach lucky, he gets to go all these places. Spend a day in the airport and tell me how glamorous it is. So it's good to be home. Got home yesterday afternoon, only one plane delay. Had a wonderful time in Manchester. Dr. Bob Roof and his wife Kay were unbelievable. They're just great people. Hey, Rob, I think we got him coming to Warsaw. What the heck's in that place? Marshfield. I think we've twisted their arms and they're coming up there. We had very, very fruitful few days there in Iowa. Something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. Something going on, boys. And if I had my way here this morning on Friday morning, it's Flea Flicker Friday. If I had my way, I would just talk about Kanye West and how he just blew up the Democratic Party. But I don't have time to talk about that. Maybe we'll do that on Monday and talk about how not only did he blow up the Democratic Party, but now they're calling him an uneducated black man. He doesn't know how to read. They're saying he ought to be locked up. He's crazy. Man, oh, man, they're eating their own, baby. It is something to watch. So, man, we're going to start changing our focus here. We have two guests today, so sit here and relax, man. We got Kurt Knox going to come up and talk about Meet You at the Polls, which is a really, really critical, I believe, nationwide movement. It's going to begin this weekend. It's going to take off. Then we got Chance from our old survivalist guy, Chance, is going to join us here and teach us how to hide from the goons when they come and all that kind of stuff. So we got a lot going on. Normally on Fridays I pull up the calendar, and I'm not going to do that just for the sake of time. Try to get everybody in here. We are having an event. I'm a little bit behind the eight ball. I know most of you probably in the queue here are having events. I'm finally allowed back on Facebook. Are we streaming there today, Jared? They let me out of jail. I'm streaming on. I got to show you this just to be funny. Throw David Arthur's brother's picture up on the screen here real quick. I found this. I was trolling Facebook today, I came across this, and I just had to post this. And so I sent David an email. So I said, David, is this your brother? So see if we can get it up there, Jared. Hang on a minute. Yeah, you're showing me the wrong thing here. Yeah, actually, David Arthur's in studio with Jared today. So David's learning how to run everything here a little bit. Here's Dave. This is on Facebook today. Look at this. I said, hey, David Arthur, is this your brother? And everybody laughs. What are you funny about? Well, scroll down a little bit. What did this guy do? Why? He's a progressive utopia. He's a transgender prisoner, Karen Wide, who was born Stephen Wood, who sexually assaulted two inmates at a woman's jail that previously raped two other women. He's been given a life sentence. So it looks like David Arthur, doesn't it? I think David Arthur's been lying to us. Come on, Paige.
Oh dear.
All right, let's move on here, man. We got some serious stuff going on here. First guest today is on the Flea Flicker Friday here is Kurt Knox. Kurt is the guy who came up with the idea, Meet You at the Polls. And remember, despise not the days of small beginnings. This Sunday, all around the nation, and I'm hearing responses. I'm sure Kurt is as well. We'll get him up here. People are meeting at the flagpole, their county, their city, their church, wherever, meeting at the flagpole to pray for the elections. And they're going to flip it in 5 weeks, going to flip it to the election. Kurt, come on in and tell us what's going on, what we need to know, and how we get involved. And by the way, Kurt, thanks for getting this thing up and running.
Good morning, Dave. Good to be with you. Bless you, brother. I really appreciate the fact that you've been on top of this. You've talked about it numerous times on your show, and I heard you on the Hagman Report last week, and so I really appreciate your support. So this Sunday, this is kickoff Sunday. We've got four Sundays between now and the election. We're going to meet each Sunday at 3 o'clock. You just sent me information on your location, courthouse there in your town, right?
Yep, Newark, Ohio. Yes, sir. Yep.
And we'll be meeting here in several places in the Houston area. We've already got gathering scheduled from my town, which is Spring, up in Montgomery County, just north of here, Tomball, and a number of other places as well. A pastor is starting one in San Antonio. So we're pretty excited. This is small beginnings. I'm a nobody. I've never done anything like this before, but I just felt God calling me to step forward.
So Kirk, give us the genesis of it. The genesis, what made it happen, what your vision was. Just give us a couple minute overview on that, Kirk.
Sure, absolutely. About 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, whatever it's been at this point, I was driving through, probably driving through Ohio. May not have been too far from you. And I pulled over to grab some pizza one night. It was a Sunday night, and I happened to catch the news about the latest person who crawled out of the swamp to accuse Brett Kavanaugh of sexual misdoings. And there's just something inside me that snapped. It was the straw that broke the back of the camel. I was just so upset and so frustrated because I pray and I vote. I encourage other people to do the same thing. And yet it just doesn't seem like anything's getting anywhere. You know, are my prayers being heard? God doesn't send me a text saying, hey, Kurt, I got your prayer this morning. I'm working on it. I was just really frustrated. And I called some people and I just to vent a little bit. And one of them said, hey, Kurt, you know that meet you at the poll thing that the schools have going on? I said, yeah. She said, well, why doesn't the church meet at the flagpole of City Hall or the county courthouse to pray for our country? And when she said that, the light came on. It's like, wow, that is it. I still haven't been able to think of a better response to what's going on. It just hits on so many different cylinders. We get the church gathered together to pray, to lift up our country and our nation and our leaders to our Father in heaven. God delights in giving his children good things. He wants this more than we do. It's an opportunity to fellowship and get to know other believers, cross-cultural, cross-racial. It's a witness and a public testimony of our faith. It's an encouragement to our elected officials in Washington that, yeah, there are actually people back in their district who care about what's going on and want to continue to support them. So I just started putting this thing together.
So, Kurt, so take us through us. We're starting this Sunday, and people say, well, I didn't know anything about it. Okay. You can start next Sunday, but the kickoff is this Sunday, and just kind of lay it out how you expect this thing to multiply and grow, Kurt.
All right. So every Sunday at 3 o'clock is when these prayer rallies are going to begin. They're going to, like I say, they're going to be at the flagpole of whatever your local preferred political jurisdiction might be. So for me, it's the Harris County Courthouse on Cypress Wood in Spring, Texas. And I got my church involved. Fortunately, they were on board the moment they heard it, so there was no issue there. Some people are probably not going to be that lucky. They have pastors who just aren't going to step up to the plate. That's okay. If your pastor isn't on board, grab your Bible study class or your fellowship group or whoever you got, and just come. There's not a whole lot of time between now and Sunday to do a lot of organizing, but that's all right. If you go on our website, which you had up on a screen earlier, there's plenty of material and links there that will guide you in what you need to do.
First of all, they could go just by themselves. If you haven't organized it, you could just go by yourself this Sunday for the kickoff of it.
Yeah, if you go on a website, you'll see a link right under the homepage called Quick Start. You click on that link, and that's kind of like, okay, if you don't go through all the real developed stuff, just go to that link, and that tells you just show up at the poll. You can print off from our website the prayer list that all of us are going to be praying that particular Sunday. And you can just stand there by yourself and pray in front of that pole. And that ground is covered. You've got your community covered in this particular movement. Amen. If you happen to look around and you say, hey, there's a person over there. It looks like they're praying. Well, maybe so. Go over there and introduce yourself. And it may be someone else who showed up and you guys now have a group. So it's so simple. Anybody can do it.
And then expand it the next weekend. You said bring a loaf and a fish, right, Kurt? Everybody bring somebody with them the next week.
Yeah, so Jesus delights in multiplying loaves and fishes, right? So yep. We're going to bring two friends who have not been to one of the meetings in the past the following week. Everybody continues to do that. By week four, we may have, you may have a Sunday school class there. You may have a church. You may have several churches. But that's the way this thing goes. And you know what? It's just like you said, Dave. You don't despise the day of small beginnings. God called Gideon out of the wine press to deliver his people from the Midianites. And Gideon, through all of his uncertainty and hesitancy and fear, went ahead and followed God's leading. 32,000 men showed up for his call. I'm sure it blew them away. Mm-hmm. And yet God sent 31,700 of them back home. There were 300 people left to do the work that God needed to have done. And if we have 300 people standing around flagpoles on the fourth Sunday of before the election day, then that's what God needs. He's raised up the faithful people that he requires to see this thing through.
And then we're going to go on Tuesday to the POLLS. Then we're going to go from the flagpole to the election polls.
That's right. And we're going to do our civic duty. Now, let me just tell you what I'm doing today. As soon as we're done here, I'm going to go on a website, print off the flyers you'll see on the resources link for my particular location. I'm going to type in Harris County Courthouse and the address. I'm going to print up a couple hundred of those flyers, and I'm going to take my Google Maps on my phone, and I'm going to hit every church in the vicinity of this courthouse that we're meeting at. And I'm either going to tape it to the door of the church office if nobody's there yet, or I'm going to walk inside and hand it to somebody. And, maybe three people will come as a result of that effort. Maybe 300. I don't know. That's up to God.
The month from now, Kurt. The goal's a month from now. We'll get a bunch of people there in a month.
We certainly will. But the more we start off with this Sunday, the more we're going to have after a month, right?
That's right. Who's holding that up? Dale Socia. Hey, folks, look at throw Dale up there on the screen. Look at the little flyer that Dale made up to use down there in Metairie, where his church isn't in Metairie, but look at that. Beautiful, man. See at the pole. So that's what anybody can do this, right?
Anybody.
Hey, Kurt, I'm not trying to hurry you through this because we're going to have you on next week and we're going to get into this more and more and more and more. Yeah. Give us some vital information, Kurt, the website. People say, do we have to all do it at the same time? What if my pastor says no?
Okay.
We have social media, folks. We got Twitter and Twatter and Hitter and Doter and get the word out, and God's people are going to come.
Absolutely. So, website is govpray.com. govpray, like government pray. govpray.com. Very simple. Everything that you need is there. We have a Facebook page, and you can get on our Facebook page from that website. It's cool if people would create their own Facebook pages. That hasn't caught on, so I'm not pushing it. If they do, that's great. That way, more people in your community will be able to learn about it. But
certainly get it out on your social media. If you're on Facebook, get this out.
Talk about it. Absolutely.
Yes, and if you're having a one at your courthouse, get it out. You don't know how that word might spread virally. So that's something.
Absolutely. So if your pastor's not on board, like Coach tells us all the time, don't expect that to happen. The pastors in this country, unfortunately, are pretty weak. But not all. There are some really good, godly pastors out there who will get on board. Go to them. Tell them what's going on.
They may join the bandwagon. As the bandwagon builds, they may come out in a couple of weeks or in 3 weeks.
Absolutely.
They may see, folks, listen. Our pastors are inactive because they don't know how much it matters to you. And if you show them how much it matters to you, it will begin to matter to them. We got to stop. We got to get away from the top-down Christianity. It hadn't worked. It is not working. This is grassroots. All right. This is grassroots, bottom up, and hopefully the leadership at some point will come. Kirk, just a couple minutes here, Kirk, because I want to get I'd already had a chance scheduled to get in here. Just final words, final thoughts, Kurt.
All right, look, what did Jesus tell his disciples when it was right there at crunch time? Could you not pray with me 1 hour? Could you not pray 1 hour? Last week, last Sunday, I spent an hour at the county courthouse walking the parking lot, praying by myself to consecrate that ground for that particular meeting and this coming movement. Lucinda, who you know, my business partner, was at the Montgomery County Courthouse for the last 2 weeks doing the same thing. She spent a total of about 4 hours there by herself consecrating the ground of the Montgomery County Courthouse for what's going to happen.
Kurt, and for this movement. You made a really, really critical point. If Michelle and I go, if we're the only two that go to the Newark, Licking County Courthouse here in Newark, if we're the only two show up, we are there taking authority over that ground, brother. We
absolutely.
The power of agreement, we're going to be there and we're going to claim that ground back for our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes,
so everyone can do that, right? It doesn't take 1,000. It doesn't take 300. It doesn't take 300,000. Lord, give the Lord something that he can bless.
And one more thing, Coach, I would like to ask all of your listeners who are planning on doing this Sunday, send me an email from my website, govpray.com, and just let me know which courthouse you're going to be at, what the town is, what the address is, and I will post that on our webpage.
GovPray. It's a government, and we're praying for the government. GovPray.com. And you can just send Kurt an email. Says, Kurt, we're doing it here in Okaloosa, or we're doing it in my town, Kurt. It's just me and my son and my daughter, but we're doing it. And the movement will begin to build like that. Wherever two or more are gathered, he's in the midst of it. Hey, Kurt, amen. I don't agree through you, man. I salute you for what you're doing. Hey, folks, Kurt had a vacation plan to go to Israel coming up here next week. And his heart's been turned. The Lord says, no, buddy, you sit right where you are and you drive this truck that's in front of you right now. You can go to Israel some other time. So, Kurt, I know it hasn't come without personal sacrifice from you. Jesus said, don't bring me anything that doesn't cost you something. So I appreciate your efforts, Kurt. We'll get back with you first of the week.
Thank you, Dave. God bless you guys.
GovPray.com. Let him know we're doing it in my place. GovPray.com. Man, see, action, folks. This is what it's all about, man. This is what it's all about. You know, I ought to bring Bob Roof back in. I'm not going to, Doc, so you're okay. But, you know, he feels good about himself because he's finally doing something. It's fine. There are more people out there than we even understand. And this is a pretty simple play to call. If you can't show up and simply pray at the poll, well, you're not,
hey, Dave, I would also suggest
you're not ready for what else is coming. Go ahead, Chad. Sorry.
I would just say suggest that maybe if you can't make it to your county seat or whatever, you know, your post office is there. It's got the flags. Anywhere that's got those polls on there, I think will be adequate.
Public, we want people to see it. We publicly, this has to be done publicly. We can't retreat inside our churches and pray for our country.
Yeah.
We want it to be publicly where people are going to see it, right? Encourage our elected officials. And Chad, you got an event coming up.
Yeah, today, in fact, 7 p.m. today. Be there, be square.
Moody, Texas. If you say, what, I don't know anything about it, we'll get a hold of Chad there. Give me that email, Chad. Don't give me that email then, Chad. Texas@saltandlightbrigade.com, I think. So I can't remember.
Okay, I have myself muted. Okay, if you'd like to attend the Greater Salt and Light Brigade assembly that we're having this weekend or the next month, we're having one on November 19 and 11. But it's Texas@saltandlightbrigade.org. Thank you.
All right. November 10th, put that one on. Mark that on your calendar. Circle ninth and 10th. We'll get back to you with more information. Chance, man, I'm sorry, Chance, because I've had to put you on hold last week. Chance, American Survival Wholesale. Chance was on a couple weeks ago, and then I was going to have him on last week because remember the President of the United States declared September, which we've already passed preparedness month. And so we had Chance on. It was good. Chance got a lot of great feedback from it. People really, really enjoyed it. And I was going to have him on last week, but something came up. I couldn't do it last week. So Chance just returned home himself. His sleep patterns are all messed up as mine are somewhat. So Chance, God bless you, man. Thanks for being here. What do you got for us today? Somebody's got to unmute him. You have to unmute yourself there, Chance.
There you go. Okay. Coach. Can you hear me okay?
There you go.
Okay. First of all, I just wanted to congratulate Kurt for taking action. You know, more people, if each one of us that are listening today went out and spread the word of God or went to the polls and got people involved, you would be absolutely astonished by how that would spread. So congratulations on that.
Real quick, Chance, because I said this, some of you didn't get in here. Kanye West has blown up the Democratic Party. Folks, listen, when I was coaching football, I would say to our guys after we just scored a touchdown, I would say to our guys, let's get a turnover and score again. Hey, listen, meet you at the poll is a turnover and scoring another touchdown. It's important for us to get involved and get involved now. We can't assume the game's over, that we're going to win, but I'm going to tell you, Kanye West, Jim Brown, blew up the Democratic Party yesterday. If you don't think so, you Google and look what CNN's saying about him and MSNBC is saying about him, calling him crazy, and they need to put him in, get into a mental hospital. Brothers, there is something crazy going on. Chance, that's your cue, brother.
No, amen, brother, amen. You know, we are called, as brothers and sisters in Christ, as believers, we are called to witness and to testify, right? So we need to be out there. We need to be taking action, you know, in our own local community. That's where we start. So, again, I congratulate you, Kurt, on that. Coach, what I want to talk about today is Hurricane Michael and the lessons that we can take from that. Understanding, you know, first we need to pray for those families that have been affected. Six people so far have passed away. One in particular, there is a lesson to be learned here. This gentleman had a heart attack, but the EMTs could not get to him in time. Folks, you have to understand that in a situation, in a disaster, it is so imperative that you personally are prepared for that, any disaster that might come your way, that you train, that you take a first aid class, that you take a CPR class, that you get your family involved. It's so important because in the case of this hurricane, as many others, sometimes when you need the help, they're not going to be able to get to you. They are very, very busy, right? So this particular hurricane affected actually over 1 million homes and businesses that were without electricity. Again, if you are to take some precautions now, some measures now to make sure that you have things like communication, right? Be able to track the hurricane through maybe a battery operated AM FM radio that has a NOAA band, right? Have flashlights handy, have food, have water. We can help you with that. I do want to say this. We do offer a free consultation. Go to our website, www.AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. There's a contact page there. Just click on the link, click on the contact. We will get a hold of you. Okay, let's schedule a consultation. It's free of charge. It's very individual. I'm going to ask you some very tough questions about your community. And together, we'll get you prepared. We'll get you where you need to be.
Chance, so, let me stop you a second, Chance, because folks, listen. Here's one of the things I thought of. I saw some of those pictures of what had happened down there on the Gulf Coast, and I thought, geez, all those people prepped. It's all blown away. It's all in the ocean. That didn't do them any good. So, Chance, a tornado that hits your house is going to be devastating, and it doesn't matter what you've saved up. But there are people who are in that area who did not get devastated by the storm, and perhaps they have stored up some things that will now be helpful to those who lost everything.
Amen. Amen. You know, and we're called to also, the Word of God teaches us to prepare for the widows and the children, right? So you're not just preparing for yourself, you're preparing for others. If you're prepared, maybe your neighbor is not prepared. Bring them in. You know, when you are able to sit around the table, maybe it's a bathroom that you're huddled all together, and share, you know, the nourishment, the physical nourishment. What an opening, Coach. What an opening to share the Word of God as well, that spiritual nourishment that they're going to need to get through that time, right? So I would encourage folks to, you know, get involved in your community, your local community. Help others at the same time. That's what we're called to do. There's one story that came out of this hurricane, and I really want to focus on this. There was not, unfortunately, and God bless her soul, there was an 11-year-old girl in Georgia that passed away because the hurricane actually picked up her family's carport and launched it through their house. Absolutely launched their carport right through their house and killed her. Folks, before a hurricane, before disaster, do the things that you need to do to protect your home. Remove anything that can become a missile, right? Think about your vinyl siding. That is not going to stop a 2x4. They clock these speeds, Coach, at 158 miles per hour. Okay.
So they pick up a big old 2x4, and that thing is going 150 miles. It's hard to believe, isn't it, Chance?
Right through your house. Right through your house. You know, there's a base down there in Mexico City, Florida. I think it's Tyndall Air Force Base.
Right.
It picked up a jet, folks. It picked up a jet and flipped it on its back. These are the kind of winds that we're talking about, okay? So get your plywood ready today. You know, go ahead and get plywood pre-drilled for each size, for each window in your home. Set it to the side. Put it in the garage before hurricane. Go ahead, folks, and, you know, put that plywood up. I suggest like
tornadoes too, right, Chance? Tornadoes as well.
Tornadoes as well. Absolutely. Tornadoes as well.
But in a tornado, to be realistic, in a tornado, you really only have minutes. You can't be running around putting stuff up on your windows probably in a tornado. But in a hurricane, a blizzard, strong storm like that, you can.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All you can do is your best, right? All you can do is prepare the best that you can. But having the knowledge, right, knowing what to do and being able to react. A lot of folks get, I guess, a little scatterbrained. They get stressed out, and they make some mistakes along the way, right? That's why we train. That's what I did in the military. Every time you train, so that when it's time to take action, Coach, just like your football team, that quarterback, you know, he's thrown that 30-yard pass, you know, 10,000, 100,000 times, right?
Amen.
That linebacker, he knows where to go, right? That receiver, he knows where to go. This is what they do. This is what they do every day. This is what we need to do. So I know there's some folks out there say, well, I don't live in Tornado Alley, or I don't live on the coast. I don't have to worry about these things. You do. Our weather patterns, Coach, as you've seen, are crazy. I mean, they're absolutely crazy. We're seeing earthquakes in places we've never had earthquakes, flooding in places that had droughts. I mean, here in Texas, we've had, I don't know how many inches of rain, but it just never ends, right?
Amen.
2 years in the past, this just doesn't exist. So, folks, you do need to prepare, and let us help you do that.
All right. Anybody for Chance before we turn him loose here again? Come on in.
Just thanks, brother.
Oh, absolutely. Anytime, you know, again, reach out to us. Please schedule it. You know, we want to schedule your consultation, but I'd be more than happy to help you folks with anything that you might need, and we'll take the time. Okay.
Now, Chance, and also this is a lot of this stuff, folks. This is important for us to get. See, doomsday preppers. Well, a doomsday prepper is somebody who's prepping for the end of the world, or the Illuminati are coming. They're coming to put us in FEMA. They're coming after us. They're coming to take me away. Ha ha. Hey. Right. Well, the reality of it is it's probably more likely to be some type of disaster like we've just seen here, a flood, that kind of stuff. So, you know, You can have ammo and guns, and that stuff's all important, but it's just the everyday stuff to be able to keep you alive for 4 or 5 or 6 days. Right, Chance?
That's right. And don't forget about your pets, folks. Please prepare for your pets. Oh. They need you. They count on you. There's nothing that they can do for themselves. So please, folks, get your pets safe. Get them inside. Make sure that they have food. Make sure that they have water and everything they're going to need as well.
Okay. Anybody for Chance before we move on here?
Well, I just want to say real quickly that thank God that Hurricane Florence didn't hit with the ferocity that Michael did. But my house during Florence, no real damage to the house or anything. But we were prepared. We had the food. We had the water. And the fact that we were cut off and the roads were flooded and we couldn't get in and out to go to a store or anything, if we hadn't been prepared, it would have been really uncomfortable. But as it was, we really didn't even notice that we had a hurricane.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Anybody have a question for Chance about anything specifically before he gets into what we're going to talk about today?
Okay, well, let's just pray for those victims that are affected down there in Florida. Let's pray for their families. I pray for your team coach and the awesome ministry that you're involved with and those that are listening in. I see Mark, you're there, and Chad and several others, folks that we've met and talked to. I pray that, what you do for the Lord, for the kingdom, will be blessed in so many ways. And thank you, Coach, for having me on.
Chance, let me say this real quick, because Jim Kraft and some other guys have already contacted me about what they have. You know, we didn't get an effort together for down in the Carolinas, but Jim and some of those guys are working on efforts right now for what we're probably going to organize and get down there, down in the Gulf area. So Dale's close to it. Jim's close, not close, but he has relatives down there. So just so that you know, folks, we are looking that way and trying to figure out exactly what we can do.
Amen. Well, thank you, Coach, for having me on today. It's been absolutely a pleasure. Folks, we are still looking for distributors. If you want to help other people prepare, give us a call, 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759.
Okay. Nobody, no question for Chance? You all prepped to the gills, all know what's going on? Where did you just get back from? You said that your sleep patterns are messed up as well. Where have you been, brother?
Yeah, I just flew in last night from Liberal Land, California. I had a couple of meetings over there, and I'm just pleased as punch to be back in conservative land, Texas. I was at LAX yesterday, brother, and you know, you think you get used to it, but you really don't. You really don't. LAX is like little California in there. It's something else. So I'll leave it at that.
All right, Chance. Well, bless your brother. Again, where do we find you, Chance? And if they want to set up a personal consultation with you, or they want to order or buy anything, where do we go?
We have two websites, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. And simplyclaimfoods.net, simplyclaimfoods.net, or you can reach out to me by email. That will be bug@america.usa.com, and reach us by phone at 818-720-0759. And I promise you, folks, we'll get back to you, and whatever you need help with, we'll take the time and get you prepared.
Good man, Chance. Thanks, brother.
Absolutely. God bless you, sir.
All right, buddy. Thanks. So there's Chance at AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Thanks to Chance, and thanks to Kurt and never know, man. Never know. I told somebody the other day, when we were out in Iowa, actually, said, hey, man, your life can change in one phone call. You can do all the preparation that you want to do. Your life can change in one phone call. So, we talk a lot about a lot of different things on the show, and don't want to get away from the centrality of the whole thing. And that is this: get right with the Lord. Yeah. Get right with the Lord. I had a chance yesterday. Yesterday's show was amazing. Somebody give me an amen on that one. I got too close to the camera sometimes.
Amen.
Amen. We love when you hit that camera, brother.
Not about the camera.
No, but about Christianity 101 and how really the simplicity of the gospel, we've lost totally. We're making the gospel about everything but the gospel. The simplicity of it, that the people understand that, you know, that they are a spirit, lives in a body, they possess a soul, and what the soul is and what happens is sin and how we've been separated and how God, Christ reconciled the world and all that. Just basic stuff. Basic stuff. And see, we have to be able to move from, you're going to go to hell. You don't want to go to hell when you die, do you? Well, no. Nobody wants to go to hell when they're going to die, but I'm not going to die for 50 more years. I'll worry about that later. I'm going to rock and roll, party with my friends. So we have to be more, rather than just say, going to go to hell. I mean, that's bad. Yes. We have to appeal. We have to logically break down the strongholds in their minds that they've done.
Hey, Coach.
Yes, sir.
You know, a lot of people in the huddle here and listening have construction experience. And when you're in construction, whether you're building a super skyscraper or you're building a shed outside of your house,
yes,
the most important part of that building is the foundation. Because if you don't get your foundation right, your building is going to eventually get destroyed because your foundation wasn't right. Amen. And the same thing is true in a Christian's life. The same thing is true in those new brothers and sisters that the Holy Spirit uses us to bring into the family. If their foundations don't get laid down right for their spiritual foundations, there's going to be some silly pastor come along and build a big, pretty house on top of it, and it's going to ruin that person.
Larry, you know, I don't want this to sound at all, good word, Larry. I don't want this to sound like criticism at all. But at the event we had yesterday, was it yesterday? Whenever I was in Iowa, two nights ago, it was Wednesday night, this young man gave a powerful testimony about his transformation of his life and how, you know, he used to drug and chase women and do all that stuff. And then that, you know, he was looking for significance and playing sports and all this. And so he said, you know, boy, I ran into Jesus and boy, Jesus made my life more significant. And, you know, and folks, listen, God bless him. God bless his testimony. I'm trying to find out something here on the screen. Jesus didn't come to make you feel significant. See, that starts us down the wrong road. Because here's what happens. If I tell somebody, you come to Jesus, I've seen it happen. You tell somebody, you come to Jesus, and it'll be just the greatest thing that ever happened, and you'll be healthy, wealthy, and wise. You won't have any problems. And then, boom, some tragedy hits you. And as Larry said, you're standing on sinking sand, which is that Jesus was going to make your life better, and you were going to be to have a, find some significance. That's sinking sand, and that causes a lot. I can name 15 of them who came to Christ for that reason, to feel better, to feel, be happier, and something happens in their life, and that is not sustainable. That is not a firm foundation.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, Coach. And not only that, but it what it does is they leave the church and they say, that thing's not working. I'm not going back there. So it turns them in the opposite direction.
It does. It does. And you know what we ought to be doing, Glenn? We ought to be telling all of our friends, hey, boys, look down there on the Gulf Coast. See the power of God there, baby? You see the power of God? And what did they say to the guys? Hey, just a second, George. What did Jesus say at the Tower of Siloam when that tower fell and it killed the people? And they were all saying, oh, isn't that awful? Isn't that awful? And what did Jesus say? What? He said, unless you repent, you're gonna that's gonna happen to you. He wasn't running around telling how much he loved Jesus. Loves me this time now. No. He said, brother, you look at the power of Almighty God. You look how those buildings blew up down there. And I'm telling you, the wrath of God's coming, and it's gonna look something like that. Go ahead, George.
That's good, Coach. You know what the guy said. It's the opposite. That we're guarantee. Jesus clearly said if they hated me, if they persecuted persecute you. And that, you know, really what we have, someone that's never accepted Jesus, what they have when they accept him is they have a friend that will never leave them, will be with them through thick and thin.
Right. That's right. Hey, by the way, George, pay your telephone bill so we can hear you.
Someone get that boy an internet.
Somebody, well, hey, are you down on the Gulf Coast or something? What's wrong with you there in Oklahoma,
George? Hey, Coach, you know, you were talking about Caesarea Philippi. You were talking about, we were talking about those stones, you remember? And I brought in that we are living stones. We're not sir. Brick and mortar. And in Ephesians chapter 2, 19 through 22, the Apostle Paul writes that Jesus is the chief cornerstone. Now, brother, I'm going to tell you something about building. The most important piece at the beginning of a building project is the corner. If the corner's out of plumb, the whole project's out of plumb. And that, when they built those buildings back there, it was had to be that first stone that was put in place is what everything was built off of. And so if Christ is not the chief cornerstone, then we got little stones called sinking sand, and we have a different foundation.
And Dale, you're a builder, right? You understand it, right? You know, I go out here. I we built a home, my wife and I. Well, we didn't. We had somebody else build a home for us. And, you know, it becomes more and more amazing to me all the time as I walk around my house and watch this, watch the house settle. You know what I'm talking about? It's settled. So even though we built it on a firm foundation, it's still not totally and completely settled. And so I pray every day. Well, I don't pray every day, but the foundation of this house, I hope that end doesn't sink. Because if that end over there is on some sinking sand, Pastor Bill, who built our home, told me, he said, Coach, you sit like on a lake. There's like a lake underneath you. I think, well, hell, that's great news. But I hope they built the foundation good enough, because if that end sinks over there, I'm going to tip. So we have to make sure, this is elementary, isn't it? But we have to make sure that we're on this firm. Flea Flicker Friday, man. I got stuff. Throw something out there if something's on your heart.
Well, you saw the Nancy Pelosi video, right? Where they explain exactly the bunch of nonsense that they do, and that they don't believe any of it. It's just that they'll do it to win. So it's the end justifying the means.
Okay. Well, Vinny, I'm glad you said that. Jared, here's what I want you to do. Hey, I feel somewhat vindicated, although I don't really care. But I have been saying this for how long now? Saying what, Coach? Jared, go to. I just did send it to you, Jared. Natural News. I think I like this guy, Natural News. Mike, isn't that his name?
Mike Adams.
Mike Adams at Natural News. I like him. Look up on your screen. I feel somewhat vindicated. I'm going to throw away my tinfoil hat. Look what appeared Wednesday, October 10th on Mike Adams' website, Natural News. Fellas, he's the one that started also Real.video. He's trying to make the new Facebook. I got to get him on the show. What does it say? The real war for the future of humanity. Democrats increasingly possessed by demonic forces that seek the extermination of humanity. Now, how? Not pat myself on the back, but I am. How long have I been trying to tell us, boys and girls, this is demonic? This isn't just liberal conservative, right versus left, Democrat versus Republican. This is a devil's team. Devil has a team, and it's manifesting right in front of us. And the average, you know what? I got you something amazing for you. There are Christians, some listening to me right now, who are still voting Democrat. They're still voting Democrat. I said, listen. I don't like either party. I think they're both screwed up. But I know this, that one there on the left, dig, gone, you let them get in control. Woo. So let's do this. Let's bury that group of demons, and then we'll work on the other one. But you can't fight on two fronts. So we better pick a team and figure out which team we're on. And I'm telling you right now, I'm on that Republican team. I ain't a Republican, but I'm on that Republican team. And I see it on my Facebook now that I'm back on Facebook. I see Christians who defend the demon cats. I see Christians who defend it. No, or how about this? I see never Trumpers who still won't swallow their pride and say, you know, I was wrong. I'm going to get on that team and I'm going to bury those God haters. Somebody come in here a minute. Coach, tell me if you think I'm right or wrong or crazy or upside down. Yeah, Benny.
Coach, 2 years these people have been butthurt. They won't get over it. I just don't get it. I just had a blowout with former colleagues, former high school mates of mine, who I went to school with, who for some reason won't realize that I won't white knight or cuck for any of this nonsense. I mean, they call out Trump for his behavior. That's not why we elected him. We elected him to get the job done. He's getting the job done.
Let me help all the guys out that don't get it.
Yeah.
The reason that they're still against Trump and the reason they're still for the God haters is because that's the team they're on, whether they realize it or not.
That's right, Larry. That's exactly
Amen.
Right.
Amen, brother.
Hey, Jared, do this real quickly. I'm not going to we'll post this article for you, or we'll make it available for you. But Jared, let's go down through here so we can see the article titles or the chapter titles, because I think this is really, really important. Okay, look. So Mike said what follows here. Here it is. An epidemic of hatred, mindless anarchy sweeping across leftist populations. And then they break it down and they talk about it. Then they got some videos that you can watch. Crazy Town. Jared, do that for a minute. Play Crazy Town right there. Just click on that. See what happens.
Real.video gives you the freedom to speak. What have you been waiting to say?
That's a little advertisement for this video. Crazy Town. So we're not crazy. It's demonic. Please
get up in the face of some Congress people.
You see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd.
Those Republican leaders and President Trump don't give a...
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country.
Folks, stop it, Jared. Folks, that's the Democrats represent that. I don't care if your grandpa was a Union Democrat. This is what it's about. You're either supporting that or you're not supporting that. You can say, well, I'm a Democrat, but I'm not that kind of Democrat. Well, that's what's going to happen if they get in control. That's what's going to happen. That's what they're promoting. Come on, wake up, swallow your stinking pride. So Mike Adams, I think he's the one who wrote it, says demonic possession is real and it is spreading. Huh? It says Catholic priests have all sorts of, I could say something about that. Catholic priests are being recruited in numbers to battle actual demons who are seizing control of human minds. The Diocese of Milan recently nominated 7 new exorcists. What? See, and wait. See, don't miss this. Y'all remember when the movie The Exorcist came out, right? I was like, guys, back in college. I still have vivid memories. But listen. See, they've done a great job and convinced us, well, demons are real, but the only solution is a Catholic priest. Got to get a Catholic priest. You get a Catholic priest, you might be able to get rid of those demons. You see the deception? You couldn't do it. Oh, you couldn't do anything about demons. Get one of those Catholic priests in. They can do it. You with me, boys and girls? You see what they're doing to us? Jared, let's go back to it. Put it back up on the screen. You're allowed to come in here and talk if you want to. So it's okay. Here we go. Listen, hey, Harris, I'm going to turn around real quick. Somebody pat me on the back. Will you go ahead and pat me?
Oh, amen, brother. Let's take care of business. Let's stop this crap.
Thanks, guys. Okay, go ahead a little bit more. Okay. I get it. That's enough. Abortion is a child sacrifice ritual that opens the victim opens to demonic possession. Wait a minute. I'm not gonna put on my tinfoil hat. I'm gonna put on my Jesus hat. Told ya. Told ya.
Amen.
Told ya. Coach Ann is crazy. There's one. There's a demon for ya. You're watching right wing watch. There's one. There's another one. Just look at their hollow, dark, soulless eyes. Look at that. Huh? God bless Mike Adams. Demons. Demon possession now defines Democrats. Huh? I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Republican. But I know a demon when I see one. Amen. Demon possession now defines Democrats. And the DNC, whose members engage in spirit cooking rituals to strengthen their demonic power. Wait a minute. I'm going to spin around one more time. Go ahead. Just tap on that shoulder. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All of you out there laughing, calling me a name. Spirit cooking with the Podestas. There's another video that you can watch. Graphic, right? Oh, that, look at that. Huh? Huh?
Jezebel. Huh? Jezebel. It's the lineage of Jezebel.
Brothers, come on, man. This is a spiritual war. Oh, look at this. The LGBT homosexual movement is a demonic war on the continuation of the human species. Wow! Hey, Dale, I got to spin around one more time.
Hey, Coach, listen, man. The Democratic platform came out and said that they were rejecting anything that has to do with Christ on their platform. And we've seen that become not a crack in that fusion, but a wide gaping hole. And we are seeing them go far, far, far left. I call them the demon craps. I call them Republic can'ts, but I know Jesus can if the church will rise up.
Amen, Dale. Look here. Quit it. My back's getting sore. Stop it already. LGBT agendas are an assault on the reproductive continuity of the human race. Ultimately, this is an assault. Hang on, Jared. Go back up if you can. Ultimately, this is an assault on the continuity of the human race, which can only be maintained through sexual reproduction involving a male and a female. The demonic left, yes, the demonic left is attempting to obliterate all normal sexual reproduction by painting homosexual partnerships as the new normal, which just happens to coincide with a complete inability to reproduce the human species. Okay, one more time. Go ahead. Thanks. Two men cannot make a baby, nor can two women, no matter what the deranged lunatic libtards claim. He must be listening to our show. Go on down, Jared. Oh, this is all good. Climate change.
Mike is a fantastic interview, by the way.
I'll get a hold of him. Climate change narrative is a war on life on Earth. Hey, folks. It's a war on America because America still has some semblance of Christianity and godly thinking. So the global warming climate change thing is to get America to quit being great, unquotes, because they want to end life on Earth as we know it. Scroll on down, Jared. Boy, this is good. Hey, quit that. That's enough. I get it. Okay, one more time. Thanks.
Hey, Coach.
We're no longer in a spirit political war. We're in a spiritual war. Go ahead, Paul.
You gotta get an applause meter. I'll help you.
It's vindication. Has anybody heard Coach Dave? There's Mike Adams. Go back down there. Go back one more time, Jared. Has anybody ever heard Coach Dave say, folks, this ain't a political war. This is a spiritual war. It's the seed of the serpent against the seed of the woman. Anybody ever heard that coach, that crazy coach, say anything about that?
Oh, never. Oh, never.
Never. I know.
Never say anything about principalities and powers.
Huh. Yeah.
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
You know, going back to what Dale was talking about, the cornerstone of buildings.
Yes,
sir. A lot of these, and it's ironic that Kirk is doing the pray.gov see at the polls.
Right.
A lot of our city halls had the cornerstone as the Freemasonry.
The cornerstone. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you think about what we're doing, we're going in there and claiming that territory for Christ. And see, that's where a lot of the problem is. You got this that thinking in the church.
Christ is the cornerstone, not Masonry.
Right. And that's where a lot of it is. That's where a lot of the problems are, is because a lot of that's in the church
You got a lot of congressmen and senators that are in that lifestyle, and that's where a lot of the problems are right there too. So,
hey, Paul, real quick before I run out of time, do you support Trump?
Yeah.
We need to get you committed. Dude, you crazy. Crazy. Okay, hang on. So how to defeat the demonic forces of leftism and literally save humanity from annihilation? This is Mike Adams. This ain't Coach Dave. Huh? This is, I feel vindicated today. And he talks to you how to wake up and realize they're not human. They are demon spirits which have been possessed human minds and bodies. Two, realize this is not a political war, but a spiritual war. Number three, defeat the demons. Humanity must come to senses and use every available means to rid the world of demonic entities. What? Uh-oh. Hey, hang on. I got them both on now, right? Laugh, ha, 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 that coach, ha, ha. Talking about devils and Nephilim. Yeah. Laughing all the way to hell. Slide on down one more. Boy, I'm about out of time. Oh, maybe is that the end of it? Look at this. Look at these signs.
You see that stuff? Yeah.
What the heck? Coach, yeah.
Coach, remember the other day we talked about this. You know, we need to be nice so maybe we can get the devil saved. Right. Look at this.
Yeah. Get the devil saved.
You don't get that saved. You crush that devil.
Pastor Mike Spaulding says, Coach, you're blowing it up today, brother. Daggone right, baby. Listen, I'm telling you, I know this in my knower. I watched Kanye West destroyed the Democratic Party. He destroyed it. Why did he destroy it? Because there are going to be millions of blacks who are listening to Kanye West. Going to be millions of them. It only takes maybe hundreds of thousands. We are.
Dave.
If you can't feel it around, if you can't feel God's doing something, I don't
know. Kanye West, when he first came out for Trump, gave Trump a 22-point swing for the African-American caucus.
Hey, Jared, did you see him yesterday? You don't think he knows what he's doing? He got up and said, I love this man. He got up and walked around and hugged the president of the United States. Trump didn't know what to do. I love this man. Oh, they are crapping. Bad word. They are poo-poo.
Too late. Hey, Coach.
That's what they are.
Guess who I got going out to the meet to the polls with me?
What's that?
Bishop Otis Kenner and his church, brother.
Oh, praise the Lord, huh? Huh? Did you guys see Kanye hug the president?
Yes, Jared,
just get into this. Jared's got it up here on the screen. Just, Jared, go to almost the very end of this, because slide that thing all the way down. Clear on down, Jared. Clear on down. About there. Come back just a little bit. There you go. See what happens here. Watch it. I love this man. Yeah, I love this man.
Yes. Yes, he did.
Fine wine. It has multiple notes to it.
I love this man, he said. Oh, boy. And you know what they're doing now? Huh? They're saying Kanye's demon possessed. Kanye's crazy. Kanye's going over to the dark side, right? Huh? But the devil always do. He's the accuser of the brethren, right?
Right.
He's the
misdirection.
Oh, see it with spirit eyes, baby. See it with spirit eyes. Oh my goodness.
Their evil has been exposed and they're trying to push it onto us. It ain't gonna work.
No, Jared, you got to find us. Here we go. Look at this. Yeah, I love this.
Yes.
I love this man. They're crapping.
No, I'm standing in that spot. I love this guy right here. Let me give this guy. I love this guy right here. Yeah. Yeah.
Just that one move destroyed these.
Are you kidding me?
Hey, coach, social media was just blowing up about that. I mean, he had so many of these flakes just flaking out. I mean, it was funny.
But Paul, we know there are a lot of clear-thinking black men and women around America who are getting it. They're getting
it. Listen, put me up against Don Lemon any day. I'll blow him away.
I will say this, and I'm an African American, so I'm prefacing this. You get a lot of these carry the water blacks that are going to carry the water for the liberals, and they're going to be out there in no numbers trying to destroy him.
Yeah. Amen.
A lot of his fellow rappers and entertainers. I mean, you know, so, yeah, you know, that's one brother we need to pray for, because you never know. He may have him come to Christ, you know. I mean, who knows?
He may be on that journey already. Yeah. Well, listen, I'm going to do this on Monday. I can't say that. I want to. You know Kanye and his you know what he talks about? You know what he talks about when he's in front of the President of the United States? He didn't have a father.
Yeah.
He didn't have a father. No male energy in my life. None. Mm. That's why he left Donald Trump. He said, as soon as I put on Donald Trump's hat, I felt that male. Is that unbelievable?
Trump became his daddy. This is what he said.
Jared, bring that Mike Adams things back up, because I'm over time here. Hey, so Mike Adams ultimately says it's an epic battle of good versus evil.
That's it.
Good versus evil. Hey,
that's why I
listen to Coach Dave live. Yeah.
Hey, real quick. This is George. I'm in Tulsa. If you guys don't like my internet, all you rich folks, send some money into Tulsa government to get us better. Hey, anyway.
We'll get an Obama phone for you.
All right, that sounds good. Hey, we all want to be victories, but let's close with this. The more victories we have, the more vigilant we better become, because the more unhinged they're going to become. And it's
Amen, brother. Amen.
Okay, listen, I'm over time, and as we wrap it up here, I'm gonna turn this way. You guys can go ahead and pat me as we go out here.
Have any skin left on your back after all this pain.
See you Monday morning.